From the Ingles Studio, welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Tuesday, April 2nd, and happy heavenly birthday to Marvin Gaye. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Pick it loud and pick it sound. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are the stories Cobb is talking about, presented by Credit Union of Georgia. One injured in a shooting at Marietta Laundromat. One arrested after domestic dispute leads to SWAT response. And Kennesaw House fire leaves five people without a home. All this and more is coming up on the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen and subscribe.
Life's a constant hustle. And at Credit Union of Georgia, our focus is crystal clear. It's all about you. Juggling a million things? We get it. That's why we're committed to providing the best service imaginable. We're not just your credit union. We're your financial allies. Knowledge is our power, from crafting basic budget plans to navigating the local home buying scene. Questions popping up? We've got you covered with fast, friendly answers. Because we want you to spend more time living your life. Imagine a financial institution that truly cares. That's Credit Union of Georgia inviting you to join us. If you live, work in Bartow, Cherokee, Cobb, Dawson, Paulden, Pickens, or Union County, we want you as a member of Credit Union of Georgia family. Because here, you're not just a member, you're part of a community that cares. Ready to experience banking that revolves around you? Call us at 678-486-1111 or visit cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, your financial journey, our priority.
A dispute over money at a Marietta laundromat turned violent when an argument between two acquaintances, 31-year-old Corey Jones and 71-year-old Billy Higdon, escalated into gunfire. The confrontation, occurring in the parking lot of the QT Coin and Laundry, led to Jones being shot in the arm. He was rushed to the hospital with injuries deemed non-life-threatening. Higdon was apprehended by the police for questioning regarding the incident. Marietta Police Department spokesperson Officer Chuck McPhillamy indicated that charges against Higdon are expected but will be finalized later. Witnesses highlighted the financial disagreement as the root cause of the altercation. In Marietta, a domestic dispute at Laurel Hills Preserve Apartments escalated into a standoff, necessitating intervention by the Marietta Police Department SWAT team. The situation unfolded Sunday evening after a report of a physical altercation between partners resulting in one person's injury. 31-year-old Aaliyah Ward barricaded herself inside, refusing cooperation and vowing to avoid jail at all costs. Despite negotiations, Ward, who was armed and made threats captured on body cam footage, remained defiant. The standoff concluded around midnight when SWAT successfully apprehended Ward without further incident. She now faces charges including terroristic threats and misdemeanor battery, with her bond set at $2,400. A house fire in Kennesaw on Saturday night led to five people being displaced. Cobb County fire crews arrived within 6 minutes and managed to put out the fire in roughly 30 minutes. According to Nick Dance, the public information officer for the department, there's suspicion that natural gas contributed to the fire's rapid spread following a loud pop reported by residents. The incident began outside the home before engulfing it. In a stroke of good fortune, the family dog was found and rescued during a follow-up search of the premises. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-799-6810 for more info. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Cobb County. This is Glenn Drake, your trusted real estate expert for over 30 years. At Drake Realty, we've been helping families find their dream homes and investors make savvy choices since 1990. With a team of over 700 dedicated agents, we've got your back every step of the way. Whether you're buying, selling, or investing in the Atlanta market, we've got the experience and local knowledge you need. Our commitment to you goes beyond the deal. We're here to build lasting relationships and ensure your real estate journey is smooth and successful. So when you're ready to make your next move, choose Drake Realty. Call us at 770-565-2044 or visit our website at drakerealty.com. Let's make your real estate dreams a reality.
In the heart of our Atlanta community, a healthier future is beating strong. The American College of Cardiology, in collaboration with the Morehouse School of Medicine and Johnson & Johnson, invites your family to the Atlanta Heart Health Fair. Come visit us on April 2nd from noon to 7 p.m. at the Denard Conference Center, Atlanta Technical College. Your steps towards heart health are a step towards a lifetime of memories. The Atlanta Heart Health Fair, empowering heart health for all. Register now at acc.org/ATL Health Fair.
A serious traffic accident near Kell High School on Saturday morning resulted in significant injuries for two people. The collision involving 32-year-old Ali Babar from Marietta and 90-year-old Marilyn Jensen from Woodstock occurred just before 9:45 in the morning at the intersection of Canton Road and Farm Ridge Drive. The crash happened when Jensen was attempting to left turn and crossed into Babar's path, causing her motorcycle to hit the curb and Babar was thrown onto the road. Both Babar and Jensen were seriously injured and taken to Wellstar Kennestone Hospital. The investigation is ongoing, and police urge witnesses to contact Cobb Police at 770-499-3987 with information. Lori Liang is the newly appointed president of Wellstar Kennestone Regional Medical Center and Wellstar Windy Hill Hospital, where she'll also serve as senior vice president of Wellstar Health System. Bringing over 25 years of healthcare experience from her previous role at Sarasota Memorial Hospital in Florida, Liang managed a 900-bed facility, showcasing her proficiency in hospital operations and healthcare systems management. She holds a master's degree in health services administration. Liang takes over from Mary Chapman, aiming to lead Kennestone's executive team, enhance collaborations across Wellstar markets, and drive further successes by engaging with community and healthcare stakeholders. We'll be back in a moment.
Get ready to pedal into a day of thrills and spills at the U.S. Pro Cycling Circuit Race. This April 28th from 10 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Swing by Curiosity Labs at Petrie Corners for high-speed action that will have you on the edge of your seat. Food trucks, a family play area, and vendors galore. It's the race event of the year for everyone. Bring your helmets, lace up those shoes, and join us. Race over to Petrie Corners. It's time for family, speed, and a day packed with excitement. Don't miss out. Gather the entire family and join us on April 28th. It's the event you don't want to miss.
Hi, this is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. Are you stuck in a cooking rut? Be sure and pick up a copy of the Ingles Table magazine. Look for it in your Ingles deli or find it online on our website, ingles-markets.com, under the recipes tab. It's full of recipes and cooking tips, as well as videos from regional celebrities and food bloggers.
Patricia Ock, who serves on the Mableton City Council, encountered a life-changing challenge when diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, an autoimmune disease that compromises the protective covering of nerve fibers, leading to symptoms like vision loss in one eye. Navigating her diagnosis was fraught with difficulties as skepticism from healthcare professionals delayed recognition and treatment despite clear MRI findings. This reflects broader issues in healthcare, where studies indicate women often face dismissal of their pain, adversely affecting their care. Ock's determination led to her starting treatment with Ocrevus, thankfully covered by insurance, though it's notably costly. With her husband and community support, Ock remains optimistic, ready to face her new reality with strength. The Chattahoochee River National Recreational Area is in the process of a repaving project, temporarily closing the Columns Drive parking lot on Tuesday and the Powers Island lot on April 8th. Meanwhile, the Interstate North lot has reopened. Though Columns Drive will be closed to vehicular traffic, it remains open for pedestrians and cyclists. This initiative aims to fix subsurface issues, improve traffic flow and visibility, and update signage. The Acres Mill and Powers Island lots have been repaved as part of the project, which won't change the size or layout of the parking areas. Park officials are advising visitors to use alternative parking lots to reduce congestion and express gratitude for the public's patience during these enhancements.
Ted's Montana Grill is one of Cobb's best burgers, but in addition to burgers, they also have some great salads, steaks, chili, and a full bar selection. For your chance to win a $20 gift card to Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue in West Cobb, email tedscontest@gmail.com today. That's tedscontest@gmail.com for your chance to win a $20 gift card from Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue at West Cobb.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Marietta Daily Journal podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast, the Gwinnett Daily Post, or the community podcast for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan counties. Read more about all of our stories and get other great content at mdjonline.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? giving you important news about our community and telling great stories or what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. You can add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.